A Jewish Journal article. Sinai Temple holds inaugural Zionist fellowship program for rabbinical students. Sinai Temple recently completed its inaugural Zionist fellowship program, which takes American rabbinical students to Israel to educate them about the history of Zionism and Israel. The Sinai Temple Israel Center program, which ran from June 13 to 15, featured meetings with members of the Knesset from both the ruling coalition and the opposition, and hearing from Rabbi Leo D., whose wife and two daughters were murdered in a Palestinian terror attack. The students also heard from Efrat Meir Oded Revivai, Times of Israel founding editor David Horovitz, and Palestinian activist Bassem Eid. They were given a tour of the West Bank city of Bethlehem by Palestinian journalist Rami Natzel, and visited the Jewish settlement of Ariel in the West Bank. According to the Temple, the program was conceived in 2021 in response to a letter signed by more than 100 American rabbinical students alleging that Israel is engaging in apartheid against the Palestinians and violently abrogating human rights. Some rabbis were afraid of discussing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict during sermons because they are unsure of how to respond to talking points from the anti-Israel movement. This new initiative will fill the educational gaps for our rabbis of tomorrow, Rabbi Erez Sherman, incoming co-senior rabbi at Sinai Temple, said in a statement. As rabbis, we may have differing views on specific policies. Differing views is at the heart of Judaism, but Ahavat Yisrael, love of Israel is the birthplace of our people and the home and safe haven for Jewish people across the globe, is something we can all agree on. At Sinai Temple, we don't tell people what to think. We present them with the information and empower them to have informed discussions. Israel is an ineradicable part of our history, and it is our job as rabbis to continue this love and connection. This new program will share facts and open this dialogue so that rabbis feel confident spreading their underlying love of Israel. Sherman stressed that the fellowship program has no political agenda. At Sinai, we have hosted everyone from Brett Stevens to Bari Weiss to Mort Klein to Jeremy Ben-Ami, adding that Sinai's goal is to provide a venue where Israel comes alive, where ideas are heard, challenged and contemplated, where the love of a Jewish state inspires interdenominational and interfaith connections and where Israel is a light unto the nations. Talking constructively about Israel and Zionism should be a must for future rabbis. And that is why some of our seminars delve into challenging, even controversial, topics. That is deliberate. We want our next generation of rabbis prepared for those tough questions and eager to engage. Israel means Jewish people will always have a home, a place connected to God, Torah, and each other. The Sinai Temple Israel Center Rabbinical School Fellowship will teach these ideas, foster a thoughtful, engaged, robust conversation surrounding the future of the Jewish people in the land of Israel, and ultimately engage many thousands to join the conversation in the years ahead. In an interview with the Journal, Sherman said that the fellowship program is a pilot program and most of the participating rabbinical students are first or second year students. That's really important because even as a rabbinical student, the world sees you as a rabbi and they're going to say, "So what do you think about Gaza? What do you think about the West Bank? What do you think about judicial reform?" Sherman said. And so, not waiting till later. Where there are amazing fellowships that exist later in their career, we are excited to provide the foundation of that conversation of Zionism. This means the students learn what Zionist principles meant at the time of Israel's founding and what Israel is today based on those principles. Angela Madahi, a rabbinical student at American Jewish University, told the Journal the fellowship included interesting, diverse sessions with speakers from the right and from the left about the history of Zionism, about the situation with the Palestinians. It's been very, very special so far. I got to meet with students that I had been talking over Zoom with from all over the country, from all kinds of denominations. Tori Green, a rabbinical student from Hebrew University, told the Journal, "It's really important for me to engage with people that are not within my particular community, and this is an opportunity for me to do that in the macro and micro level, because we're engaging with speakers who are outside of our own perspective and that kind of stuff. But even within the fellowship or the representation of the people who are a part of this are people that I wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to engage with. And so I'm incredibly grateful for that, because at the end of the day we're all coming with a desire to engage in the Israel conversation and I think that that's really important and that's where it starts. And then we build relationships and from building relationships we are able to have more meaningful conversations and engagements and understanding each other."